Cricket has been my life. I was 17 years old when I played my first match for Middlesex, and by 21, I was selected to play for England. It was a dream come true for me. But in July of this year, I announced my retirement. Time to make way for the next generation of cricketers, many of whom have been brought up on 2020 cricket.
It's our generation. 2020 started for our generation, so like more generation, the next few years, 2020 is going to improve. Every year, get better every year, you can see the improvement and you can see that generation who were growing up when it first started coming in and actually being the better players.
But is 2020 getting too dominant? Have we become obsessed by it? And is there a danger this format is damaging the rest of cricket?
You know, with IPL and the other T20 competitions now going on, obviously Big Bash in Australia, Sri Lanka now setting up their T20 competition, Bangladesh have. That is, you know, I think a serious challenge, if you like, to maintaining Test cricket as we know it, because of the workload of the players.
In 2003, I was lucky enough to be part of the Surrey team that won the first 2020 final. It was an electrifying atmosphere, and it is one of my greatest cricketing memories. I'm Mark Ramprakash, and this is an Asian Network Report special, 2020, cricket's biggest hit. Meet 21-year-old Azeem Rafiq. He made his own history this year by becoming the first British Asian cricketer to captain Yorkshire in some of the T20 games this season.
Oh, it was a very proud moment for me, I think. One of the proudest of my life, really. I mean, to come through the Yorkshire ranks, I've captained a few age group stuff and captained at England at various age levels, but to get a chance to captain Yorkshire in a 2020 game was just a dream come true. And the fact that we won every game that I captained as well just put icing on the cake. We've got to our, obviously, first ever finals there, and that was the aim. I just had a funny feeling this was going to be our year, and I said to the physio a couple of times, it's going to be our year, and it's worked out that way.
For the first time in 10 years, Yorkshire County Cricket Club made it to the T20 finals, playing their semi-final against Sussex and winning.
Yorkshire won the toss, and they will bat first. Just a reminder.
For players like Azeem, the fast pace and knowing that every ball counts is what makes it exciting.
You've just got to go out there in 2020, you can just go out there, express yourself and just enjoy yourself. And as a young side, I think that's what we've done very well this year, being very fearless in every situation. And you've never lost the game in 2020 cricket until you've actually lost it. So you've just got to be fearless. The pressure of a 2020 game final day, 18th over of the semi-final, and you're bowling your skills, your Yorkers, and you've got to nail it. If you don't, your team's lost. You'll see a lot of, in the next few years, these so-called 2020 players actually making it in other formats of the game and playing Test cricket.
For years, we've all had to accept that the domestic four-day championship game for most counties has been making a financial loss. Counties are funded by the England and Wales Cricket Board, the ECB, who make their money by playing international cricket. The counties then make money, the larger ones, by hosting Test cricket, one-day internationals, and then through sponsorship, TV deals and advertising. So it was the ECB that came up with the shorter format of cricket. Each team bowls only 20 overs, so the game is completed in around 3 hours. It was a way to get the crowds back into domestic cricket. The first 2020 Cup was marketed with this slogan, "I don't like cricket, I love it." The ECB's Director of Marketing and Communications, Steve Elworthy.
Research was conducted, and ultimately, from a county point of view, 2020 cricket was born based on that consumer research. It's the 10th anniversary of 20-over cricket, and you know, I think it is about that celebration of the 20-over game over the 10 years. And I think we've seen it expand. You know, we have certainly, and you think about it from a domestic cricket point of view, where you're engaging in some seasons upward of over 600,000 people who come to watch domestic 20-over cricket. Of that 600,000 people, 25% of that number were people who came to cricket, to 20-over cricket for the first time. Just short of 200,000-odd people, new people to the game in 2011. So, you know, when you look at stats and you look at data like that and you look at the people who are coming, new fans coming to the game, I think that's an incredibly powerful stat and a very healthy place to be.
With the 2020 being a bit shorter, a bit more lively, certainly for families with young kids, it really gets them into it as well. But certainly they like to go into the longer matches, particularly if there's England players there. that they've heard about.
Yeah, it's a good day out if you're lucky. You get good weather, that's brilliant.
Despite getting to the T20 finals, in the end, Yorkshire lost to Hampshire, who were crowned champions. Although Yorkshire didn't take the trophy home, for clubs like them, 2020 matches are now a vital part of the game. Martin Moxon is the director of cricket at Yorkshire.
I think when T20 started, you know, I think everybody took it quite lightly, really, as though it was a bit of fun and, you know, just a bit of a knockabout kind of situation, and probably didn't take it too seriously. Whereas, you know, over the years, it's become a very big event. You know, there's a lot of prize money at stake now, and obviously entry into Champions League, you know, which is worth a large amount of money. And, you know, at the end of the day, the county game needs it. You know, without that, we wouldn't have county cricket anyway. So we've got to accept that it's part and parcel now of the modern game.
Financially, just how much money do domestic T20 matches make for county clubs like Yorkshire? Head of its marketing, Andy Dawson.
With the exceptions of Test Match and the One Day Internationals, T20 is the single biggest revenue generator for the cricket club and accounts for 70% of our revenue. So, yeah, very important contributor. If we didn't play T20 and we had the same cost base as we have now, we would be making a loss.
And they're not alone. Just over 100 miles away at Leicestershire County Cricket Club is Chief Executive Mike Siddle.
County cricket doesn't make us money. It's a fact of life. But we have to play it, and therefore we have to supplement the income by playing 2020 cricket. The income that we make from one 2020 game far outweighs the income we make from one four-day county championship game. In some respects, it probably outweighs the income we make from two county championship games.
And it was on the first day of a county championship match between Kent and Leicestershire that we caught up with the chief executive, and it's fair to say they weren't playing to a packed house.
Darren Stevens was caught by Michael Thornley, the bowling of Alex Wyatt for 18.
To some extent, you'd say the attendance is disappointing, given the fact that there are plenty of empty seats. We would make a loss on today's game when you take all the costs into account of the stewarding, of the gate staff and all the other people that we have to pay when we open the gates. So we're well down on capacity. The last time we sold out here was for the 2020 game against India last year, which was absolutely fantastic. The T20 matches are an excellent additional income into the pot. We probably find that they're about 70% of our total income through the gate and from membership. If we hadn't had T20 over the past 10 years, it would be a massive struggle. And I think we would have lost a lot of spectators to the game.
Leicestershire have been successful when it comes to T20. Over the last 10 years, they are the only county to have won three times. A lot of this is down to the young team who grasped the concept of T20 very quickly. Off-spinner Jigar Naik is the first Asian-born in Leicester who has gone on to play for his county. He remembers the finals day last year when they won.
We walked out to a massive eruption of the crowd and all my hairs on my neck, back of the neck just stood up, and it was phenomenal. The feeling was, OK, this is one of the biggest games I've ever played in. You get the music, you get a lot of crowd in, and playing in the finals day last year, it was so intense. It was like every ball mattered. Because it's such a short game, it's one of those things that you could get a run out here and there, you could save a run, and that could be the difference between winning and losing at the end. So it's a lot more intense than four-day cricket. It's just a massive honour to win something and to be involved in a winning team and to win a championship like that. It was crazy. I mean, we went to India in the Champions League as well once we won that. Unfortunately, we didn't do too well there, but again, like I said, the intensity in the crowd out there is phenomenal.
When you take the field in front of a large, noisy crowd, it's a real buzz. So how does it feel playing a four-day county championship match where, frankly, there's hardly anyone watching?
I think it is a shame, but at the end of the day, it's as players, we've got to go out there and perform, regardless of crowd. And it's harder in the four-day stuff, so your skills have got to be tested over a longer time. So it's even harder in the four-day stuff than 2020. But we obviously pick ourselves up every morning. It's part of our job, really, to get on with the game. So, I mean, we just finished a one-day game yesterday as well, and then suddenly we get a four-day. So we've got to make that transition between each type of format.
I have a lot of sympathy for young players desperately trying to get the right balance between the adrenaline-fueled 2020 and then needing patience and discipline for the four-day game. I also believe playing four-day county championship and test cricket is the only way a player can develop all skills needed. In fact, it's essential if players are to go on and represent our future England test team. But in order to be picked to play for your county, you have to first play for a local cricket club. I started playing at age 9 and my hero was Viv Richards. Today's kids are drawn because of the razzmatazz of T20. Don Bagwati runs the City Cricket Academy in Leicester.
2020 has had a massive impact on the game. Lots of youngsters have started playing the game because of 2020. We've been running this academy for 7 years, and last 3 years, obviously, we've had lots of interest, and I think 2020 has played a big part in creating interest among youngsters. It's a fast game, it's a lot of fun, a lot of colours, and it's a game for the family as well. So, yes, it has created a lot of interest. Kids who come here, they want to be on television and they want to sort of wear colour clothing and like their, superstars on television. And I think, yeah, they've got dreams now, which is fantastic. And that way they will improve their cricket.
In the future, I'd love to be a cricket player. My favourite's Chris Gayle because he hits them massively. I've been to see India versus England, Leicestershire versus India. India won, but India against England, England won. Rahul Dravid hit two massive sixes and the crowd went completely wild.
It's fresh and it's good and you could, it's like give it a bash and you've got to get some runs. It's not slow and it's all, you're always active, you're always going.
My dream was going to be a cricketer and be one of the best players in the world. I love big bashes. That's sort of cricket I play.
We say that, yes, first of all, you've got to play a test match, prove yourself as a test match player. But I think personally, why can't a guy play 2020 first and then prove himself as a test player after? I mean, who are we to say that? It can change. So, it is somewhere you can make a name very quickly. It does make you, financially very secure if you can play at the highest level at 2020. And you can be a professional cricketer without playing for your country.
That might sound a bit far-fetched, but there's a possibility that future cricketers might not play Test cricket for their country and go on to play only the shorter format of the game. I do think if young players only gravitate towards the 2020 instead of Test cricket, it would be a sad day for our game. I'm Mark Ramprakash and this is an Asian Network Report special. 2020, cricket's biggest hit. So far, we've already heard how 2020 is funding the county game. And for some clubs like Yorkshire and Leicestershire, they say 70% of their domestic revenue is now generated by this format. But is there a danger it could become the centrepiece of cricket and start to have an impact not just on the county game, but on Test cricket too?
In terms of attracting people to the grounds, it's become a lot more difficult now to ensure that you get the kind of crowds that people have been used to seeing in India in the old days for Test match.
India's Rahul Dravid, one of the greatest batsmen the world has ever seen, played Test cricket to crowds of over 100,000 in places like Eden Gardens, Calcutta, scoring centuries and winning matches for his country. I remember his brilliant stroke play and his style at the crease.
I think it's not only a reflection on Test cricket, but I think it's probably a reflection also on just on the times that we live in. It's a much more difficult time. It's not easy for people to... I remember growing up as a young kid and my father taking time off from work to take me to the test matches to watch, India play England in 1981. It would be impossible to do that today, for people to be able to take leave and take time off from work and in the sort of economic climate that we live in. But I still think the game is followed. But I think the challenge is now is how do we attract people to the ground.
So if a country like India is struggling to pull in a crowd for Test cricket, should this be a warning to us? Writer and broadcaster Mihir Bose.
It is not as if Test cricket was booming all over the world, that people were flocking to see Test cricket, that people were flocking to see county cricket. No, they were not. 2020 is important because given the fact that cricket at the domestic level all around the world does not pay. Cricket is that odd game with the international game and the sale of television rights largely in the Indian market. I mean, the Indian market provides 80% of world cricket's income. That is what subsidizes the game. Without India, cricket would die. If India had not emerged as a major cricketing country with a population of 1.2 billion, cricket as a sport would not exist anymore. If that is what subsidizes the game, then the game's masters need to look at the domestic game. You can't go on having a domestic game which doesn't bring in any money, which is a loss-making thing, which is only used as a nursery to produce players. in the beginning, the Indians were not keen on 2020 cricket. They didn't understand it, they didn't realise the need for it. They suddenly, and rather unexpectedly, won the first 2020 World Cricket Cup, and it must be said, a great Indian creation. And it shows the genius of the Indians that within 8 months of winning the World Cup, they could have created the IPL and launched it. IPL was modelled on the English Premier League. It created city teams. It created city teams like you have in football. So new, what they called franchises. They used the American term franchises. So they're all city-based teams, uniquely created for this competition, composed of players largely from India, but with some foreign stars as well, and the foreign stars attracted by the amount of money they could earn for what was essentially 6 weeks of cricket. I mean, players were getting something in the region of $1 million, $1.2-1.3 million for essentially 6 weeks' work.
The Indian Premier League is the largest and the most popular 2020 cricket league in the entire world. And since 2008, many of the greatest cricketers like MS Dhoni, Freddie Flintoff, Jack Cullis and Murali, to name but a few, have all played in the IPL. Oh, and there's Shane Warne too, who also recommended one county player from Hampshire to play.
Warney pretty much said, would you be interested? And I said, yeah, of course I would. So he pretty much got me in to the IPL first year.
Dimitri Mascarenhas, T20 captain of Hampshire County Cricket Club.
I played with the Rajasthan Royals for the first 3 years, so I signed a three-year contract, and Hampshire let me go for just 2 weeks the first year. But then the next year I went for another 2 weeks, and the third year is when I got injured, so which was a shame. It was a great experience to go there and, you know, be a part of the inaugural win of the IPL. I wasn't there for the final because I had to come back, but it was great to be involved in for them. The crowds over there, I've never experienced anything like that before in my life. Just to be there and to hear that noise that just continuously for the whole 40 overs is the same is just amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
Financially, it's lucrative for top international players, but what about a county player?
Personally, for me, the financial gains weren't big at all. It was more the opportunity to maybe earn more. That was definitely one reason, for sure. But also the opportunity to play with some of the best players in the world. Have the opportunity to bowl against Sachin Tendulkar and Jax Kallis, David Warner, Kevin Peterson, played against him over there, Ross Taylor. The names just keep going. But playing against these sort of people definitely made me better. Made me a better player. Made me have to think on my feet, especially with the ball, and be able to test myself against the best players in the world on some pretty flat wickets, and, you know, that definitely helped my cricket a lot.
This year, Hampshire were crowned 2020 champions. I believe one of the positive things about 2020 is that it has, without doubt, sharpened the skills of players. The IPL has changed the whole landscape of cricket, and some international players would rather play and are playing in the IPL instead of playing Test cricket, simply because of the financial gain. Martin Moxon.
International T20 cricket being a threat to Test cricket in the future, that is potentially a problem, I think. Obviously, with, you know, with IPL and the other T20 competitions now going on, obviously a big bash in Australia, Sri Lanka now setting up their T20 competition, Bangladesh have, then, you know, that is, I think, a serious challenge, if you like, to maintaining Test cricket as we know it, because of the workload of the players. You know, we've already seen, you know, that as a potential problem going forward. And, you know, the money that's available now for players in T20, particularly in IPL, financially, they don't need Test cricket as much as they used to do. So, you know, there's no doubt it is a threat.
So how does the England and Wales Cricket Board respond? Director of Marketing and Communications, Steve Elworthy.
I've been a past cricketer myself and played Test cricket, and we all, and I particularly, understand more than anybody the relevance of Test cricket, and it is the pinnacle of the game, and it's certainly the one that everybody looks at in terms of being measured against your peers from a cricket point of view. But I'm a firm believer that all three formats, Test cricket, ODI cricket and 2020 cricket, have their place in the sun quite easily.
World cricket boards have to deal with the demands of players wanting to play in the IPL, such as England's KP and West Indies star Chris Gayle, who's missed numerous test matches to play in the IPL. I feel the ECB are walking a tightrope. they are trying to preserve the integrity of the England team by ensuring it stays at full strength. However, whether they like it or not, more and more players will want to be released to take part in the IPL because it's where the power and money lie.
We need to see what happens. You may get the odd player who does that, but I'll go back to, from a playing point of view and understanding as an ex-player, the value of Test cricket.
In England, we are fortunate Test cricket and One Day Internationals are still pulling in the crowds. It helps when England are at the top of their game, and this in turn provided valuable needed income for the counties. This, according to writer and broadcaster Mihir Bose, could be a further advantage.
In fact, England is probably the only country in the world where Test cricket still attracts large crowds. Despite all the romantic saying, oh, it's destroyed Test cricket, I believe it could be a feeder chain to bring the new audience into Test cricket. Use the 2020 and then say, right, this is only the first form. This is only the instant food. There is actually a gourmet meal waiting for you, and the gourmet meal is Test cricket.
But the key thing, as far as I'm concerned, is getting the balance right, both at county level and international level, as Leicestershire's chief executive Mark Siddle found.
We noticed that when we started to increase the number of 2020 home matches, that we were more or less getting the same income in for having more matches. And having more matches gives us more costs. But again, it's what I said before, it's about getting the structure of cricket right and playing the appropriate number of games. But I think we did go to playing too many home games. We have to play sufficient 2020 games in order to make counties money, but not to flood the market so that people are turned off by too many games.
But something else that can also impact the game is the weather. This year, cricket has been badly affected, and for many counties, their revenue will be down.
We've had a terrible season in relation to the weather. We've had very poor attendances at our 2020 matches, all of which have been affected by the weather. We had two games against the tourist sides, the Australians and the West Indies, again, both affected by the weather. So our income has dropped dramatically this year. Unfortunately, this year, we've had to have a look at the playing budget, and we've had to reduce the playing budget available for players. It's the first time that that's happened in many years.
Putting the weather to one side, T20 is a success for counties and some more than others, but it has started to plateau. I know when I was at Surrey, attendances for some T20 matches were better than others. A way to generate more money, according to Mihir Bose, is to change how domestic T20 matches are played.
There should be a city-based league. I know that would raise opposition from the counties because that would mean that the old county structure would have to be modified. And that may not be easy to do, but that is something they need to look at, whether for 20-over cricket, you can keep the rest of the county structure for the county game and so on, but for the 20-over cricket, whether you do not need another separate structure, having maybe city-based leagues or something like that, that would be revolutionary, even far too radical for English cricket, but those solutions need to be looked at.
It's a good format, obviously. I'm saying that from the end of the group stages to the finals, the actual day like it is here today, at 20 finals day, there's a big gap, and obviously I think that needs to be narrowed down to maybe 2 weeks after the group stages are finished, because a lot of the T20s now tend to lose the momentum and you're sort of picking it up about 2 months later. Not only that, I think if it's done during the school holidays, that'll be better.
I know county cricket is not ready to embrace city franchises because, quite simply, T20 matches make them money. We've already heard for some, 70% of their domestic revenue is now generated by T20 matches.
I'm not totally in favour of having a city league. I think that if we did have a city league, there may not be a place for Leicester in that league. I get the feeling that if there was a city league, it would be smaller in number, and it would revolve around probably the main cities where Test match cricket is played. So you would probably have a team from Nottingham that represented the East Midlands. You'd have a team in Birmingham that represented the West Midlands. And I think that would be difficult for our supporters. I'm sceptical about the idea.
But not everyone's as sceptical. Yorkshire's Azeem Rafiq.
At some point it will go into a franchise model, like the IPL and the Big Bash, and I think which will create even more interest.
And what about his future? A 2020 star or a Test cricketer?
Oh, my dream and ambition is obviously to play Test cricket for England. No doubt about it. I mean, that's what you get judged on at the end of your career, or how well you've done. So that's as simple as it is, really. I think if you asked anyone, even kids growing up, you hear a lot of people say, oh, kids growing up, we don't want to... Even kids growing up now, if you ask them at 10, 11, they'd probably say, I want to play Test cricket for England.
And what about the powerhouse India? What are the ambitions of its current players and future generations? Rahul Dravid.
The cricketers of today, who are 22, 23 years old, you know, they've grown up dreaming and wanting to play Test cricket for India, as I did. The challenge is going to be with the more younger generation of players, players like my son. I mean, I have a 6.5, 7-year-old son, and, you know, he knows all the IPL teams and he knows all the names of the IPL teams. And, you know, so that's the challenge.
At the end of the day, I want T20 and Test cricket to coexist. There's room for both as they provide great entertainment and theatre to all cricket fans. As I welcome and look forward to the ICC World 2020 tournament, I'm backing, well, let's just say, may the best team win.